Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rozema. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The DH, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski strikes out. There goes LaFleur. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields the ball and throws to Rozema covering. Safe. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from May and he is safe. Remy steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard fields it and throws to second for the out. Remy scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Yastrzemski moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. Fisk goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson bunts towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Brohmer moves to second. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 1 in the game. Corcoran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Razima covering, for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dillard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Eckersley and towards Remy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Razima covering, for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy catches it and throws to first to double up Thompson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hobson. The throw from May and he is safe. Hobson steals second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobson scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Dave Tobik now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Scott moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Remy hits a pop-up into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Kemp moves to second. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.